And we continue talking about supercells and how do they get the rotation to begin with. And as we covered through this lesson, remember that updraft rotation and deviant motion occur with the same dynamics. So one cannot be said without the other. Remember that we talked about the tilting of vorticity and unidirectional shear. What happens is that when you do that tilting, you start creating vortices on both sides of the updraft, but not within the updraft. But those vortices induce a mid-level dynamic low, which then promote updraft growth into those vortices. And then you get the supercell splitting process and a deviant motion. Meanwhile, if you have directional shear, you have to think about the linear processes in which the shear interacts with the updraft exterior. So the up shear side has a dynamic high, the down shear side has a dynamic low. And so when you tilt that shear vector with height, you skew the dynamic high around, and so on one flank you wind up with a dynamic high below a dynamic low. That forces updraft as well. Both of these mechanisms are typically in play, you know, especially if you have curvature flow, or let's say curvature shear, but it's not pure curvature, that is, which is typically the case. Anyway, that being said, you can use the ID method, which then in turn gives you an estimate of the supercell motion vectors for both the right and left movers. You identify the shear vector. Then you draw a shear orthogonal line through the mean wind. And then draw the or plot the right and left moving supercell motion, roughly 7.5 meters per second, to the right and left of the mean wind along that orthogonal line.